Hey, neighborhood, your feedback and support goes a long way in helping NAI grow and provide the ultimate wrestling fan experience.
That's right, and now there's even more ways to take part in the community. Just head to patreon.com today and search for New Age Insiders.
Everyone is loving their rewards, and new exclusive content is coming all the time.
And with plans starting as low as $2 a month, any support is appreciated and goes a long way towards enhancing the New Age Insiders experience. Once again, visit patreon.com, search New Age Insiders, and take advantage of the new rewards today.
And now,
this is good old JR Jim Ross, WWE Hall of Famer, and you're listening to the New Age Insiders.
This is the New Age Insiders Wrestling Show.
Hey, this is Cody Rhodes, the Prince of Pro Wrestling, and you are listening to New Age Insiders.
With your host, Jason Molotov.
We watch wrestling to enjoy. If you're not enjoying it, why are you watching?
Liam Stryker.
If I told you once, I told you 1,000 times. Storytelling, storytelling, storytelling.
And Bill Neville.
Unpredictability is the answer. When wrestling's unpredictable, it's at its best.
This is Warbeard Hansen.
This is Johnny Mundo.
This is Donovan Dijak.
Say hello to the bad guy, Scott Hall.
This is Mean Gene Okerlund.
This is Zack Ryder.
Hi, this is Howard Finkel.
I'm Bill Goldberg, and the New Age Insiders are next.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, liftoff.
Finally, The Rock
has come back.
No, he never. No, he doesn't come back anymore.
So here's the thing about this. We talk about this a lot. Is I'm not in love conceptually with a pay-per-view between the Royal Rumble and WrestleMania.
Yeah,
like it's not my favorite thing.
Nope.
But if we have to do it, tonight was a really good show.
Yeah,
it was. It's a good pay-per-view.
The good part about this is we got a lot done.
Yep. It
was a good pay-per-view. Was a lot of this pay-per-view is worth watching. In the same way that, like, watching Ant-Man leading into Endgame will be worth it.
Okay.
You know, like, look, it's not a whole lot of substance there. There's a couple of important plot points that we got to kind of get through.
I really liked Captain Marvel.
Captain Marvel was very good.
Captain Marvel.
Yeah, Marvel.
Oh, no, I'm not going to do that. That's not really a spoiler.
No, it's not.
There hasn't been enough time. I'll leave it alone.
Yeah.
But it was very good.
It was
and
very
I mean,
good.
Like, listen, I mean this with an incredible amount of sincerity. I don't think the only movie I can think of I was this excited for other than Endgame, is The Dark Knight. Like, I remember being like,
yeah,
never been more excited for a motion picture in my life than The Dark Knight.
Yeah.
And it's not even like, I am just as excited for Endgame.
Oh, yeah.
I want to see that movie
now
more than I know how to properly articulate.
Yeah.
And
now is the closest.
Like, and I knock on all the wood in the world. I know it's not going to be a letdown.
No.
Because it's a Marvel movie.
Well, we just talked about it off air, and we'll talk about it on a different time. We'll do like a spoiler episode and like release it to like the Patreons and stuff.
Patreon.com/New Age Insider.
But there were things that I was worried about on how Captain Marvel was going to end or set up Endgame. And Marvel's so good at what they do that they put all of my mind at ease for how that's all going
to
go down.
Shout out to Blockbuster. We are talking about WWE Fastlane. That is the point of this. For anything we don't get to tonight or what develops on the road to WrestleMania, because now that Fastlane is over, we are in every way, shape, and form very much on the road to WrestleMania and to NAI Mania. But we are going to be taking your calls like we do after every pay-per-view. that we do not attend. 508-202-1624. Quite frankly, we know that WWE Fastlane doesn't necessarily light the world on fire. If you want to give us a call and be part of the show, 508-202-1NAI. If you just want to hear us three knuckleheads talk about it for a few minutes, and then we jump over Wednesday nights at 8 o'clock, twitch.tv/NewAgeInsidersTV for anything expansive or that happens on the road to WrestleMania. Well, that's your prerogative as well, but we'd love to have you. 508-202-1NAI, 508-202-1624. The lines are open. And we'll take them if, you know, smoke them if you got them. We'll take them if you call. But here's the thing about this pay-per-view, like I said, and I do
WWE,
mean this.
WWE, Fastlane, last stop. Please, sir, get off the bus. You've peed yourself.
Sir, you begin to smell like urine. The children are afraid.
Is that urine?
Yeah, right. WWE, Fastlane, the yellow line. that's a very Boston joke that you either got from Boston or you didn't. So far right now, this is a really fun thing we like to do, and the polls are up for a week. So if you didn't listen live on Sunday night on twitch.tv/NewAgeInsidersTV. If you're listening to us on iTunes, Podomatic, Lork, Normal, Stitcher, Spotify, or Google Play, a little bit later on in your week, we'll welcome all the
or
same.
Or if you watched us on YouTube or Twitch.
YouTube, right.
Because you can watch it again.
Yeah, however you took in the New Age Insiders. As Liam said, there's all sorts of ways. Right now, the poll is available for a week. So if it's any time before a week from Fastlane, right now we have 212 votes. The poll's only been up for 20 minutes. So we're going to get a good response on this and get a really good feeling for what the fans think. Right now, the WWE Fastlane report card at New Age Insiders on Twitter. 53% of the audience would give this show a B. 27% of the audience would give this show an A. So by my terrible don't quote me on it math, that means 80% of this audience would give this show some sort of a pretty high ranking grade, 16% some sort of a CD, only 4% an F.
Right.
I don't know how you could rank the show as a failure.
No.
I had a good time. It was good wrestling. We got some stuff done.
The only people that would be ranking it as a failure are the people that thought like insane things were going to happen.
Or people that are just so blinded by Roman Reigns' hatred that they vote F because he did anything at all.
Right.
And like, look, I'm very honest about how I feel about Shield stuff and how I think they've burned this candle at both ends. But in no way should Roman Reigns being in the main event make this an F pay-per-view for you. And if you do, you're just going to grow bitter and dark inside. You know what I mean?
You already have.
Yeah, honest to goodness.
But the
nothing about that was an F.
The big thing about this show and my biggest takeaway is the setup of Kofi Mania. I'm so, so, so excited for that.
Hell yeah.
Because they're hitting it all on the right cylinders, right?
He was
going to be in this match. He got taken out of this match. So you hate Vince McMahon, so you want it more. And then he was going to get put in the match, but then Vince McMahon screws him over by putting him in a handicap match. And now it's in all but indefinite.
Yeah.
Like,
so that's definitely what we got to be looking at here too, because like, look, let's be real. Do we have a good time? And sometimes does WWE get frustrating to the point where you can actually, you know, work yourself into a shoot, brother, when it comes to WWE being like, oh, they hate their fans. And like, you know, you see Mick Foley 5 years ago tweet out like, hey, does WWE hate their fans? Because the Daniel Bryan thing felt like there's real resistance and all that stuff. But at the same time, if you keep your feet on and your head straight, they don't maliciously do the counterintuitive things they think the majority wants.
Right.
Whether you agree or not, and whether you think it's based in fact or not, what they are doing is in attempting to appease the 51% or higher.
Right.
Right? And so you might very well be a frustrated member of the 49% or lower.
Right.
But I promise you that as a business strategy, they do not think like, yeah, we know that only like 10% of the audience likes Roman Reigns, so fuck everybody else and let's just do this out of spite. No, they really have made a calculated business decision that even if it's only 51, that's the biggest slice of the pie possible. Fine. It's still bigger than 50 than 49. And they're trying to appease them. So they don't actually hate you.
No. Well, and there's three types of people in this world. Because really, there's only a couple of decisions, right? Well, you know, you're faced with most of the time, it's option A or option B, right? And so, yeah, like you said, there's 51 and 49. And they're trying to hit the 51 more often than not.
Right.
Now, to be fair, it's something more like 45 and 44, and then 1% of the audience that just come up with crazy nonsense.
Yeah, oh yeah, and there's just a bunch of people. There are more people in the middle that are like, I don't love nor hate Roman Reigns. Like, there are just some people that are like, quite frankly, way more patient, tolerant people than me that are like, I just like Finn Balor and don't hate anybody. And so it's like, oh, okay. You know what I mean? But everybody seems to have to love or hate. But
is that the frog puppet that's hanging around here somewhere?
Yeah, Frog Balor's going to come back in about a month as NAI Mania takes shape. And now's a good time to plug the fact that NAI Mania 5, our fifth installment, and by far the biggest, and not just one of those ways where like WWE goes like, this is the biggest thing that's ever happened.
Yeah. We're doing a wrestling show this time.
We're hosting a live wrestling show, Chaotic Wrestling, the New Age Insiders and the Mania Club are joining forces with Connor's Cure to put on Chaos for a Cause Saturday, April 6th, the Rahway Rec Center. Tickets are available right now. We've already seen members of the neighborhood start to get their front row tickets, VIP tickets, even just general admission tickets.
Yeah.
We'd love to see you and we'd love to show you a great time and put on an awesome wrestling show with Chaotic Wrestling and have you guys be there and cheer and just really, you know, add it to your weekend. Because like we've said before, it doesn't fight TakeOver. It doesn't fight Ring of Honor. It doesn't fight New Japan. It doesn't fight WWE stuff. You can add it to your weekend. You don't have to have it replace something you might have prioritized. If this is your first time doing WrestleMania weekend, you're like, oh, guys, I'm sorry, but I just got to do it all. You can do it all. including Chaos for a Cause. Saturday, April 6th at the Rahway Rec Center. Come on down. We can't wait to see you. It'll feature Tommy Dreamer, ECW icon, an amazingly star-studded lineup, and we're super proud of the show that's coming on. And as soon as matches get announced more formally, which should be very soon, we'll start keeping you abreast of that. But just come on down. ChaoticWrestling.com is where you can get those. Everything runs through NewAgeInsiders.com, so you can get those tickets super easy. And, of course, Sunday, April 7th is the WrestleMania Connors Cure tailgate party live from MetLife Stadium. We're on location, broadcasting live, unlimited beer, unlimited food, contests, championships to win, raffles, prizes, fun. Just an amazing number of wrestling fans getting together to have a good time before WrestleMania itself. Those tickets, and again, all those proceeds for the tailgate on Sunday, go directly to Connor's Cure. We're trying to write the biggest, fattest check possible to fight pediatric cancer. That's on NewAgeInsiders.com as well. If you click the links, Bill's done a great job. You can't miss it. Join us for NAI Mania 5. It's the ultimate wrestling fan weekend, and we can't wait. Now that that's over with. Yeah. So nothing about, so here's the thing. Roman Reigns is back, everybody.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so it looks like he's not going to fight for a title at WrestleMania, so relax. It looks like, he won tonight, because of course he did. How could you envision this show ending with anything other than Roman Reigns pinning somebody?
Yeah, the only thing especially the way that the women's match ended up taking shape.
Yeah.
Because I thought that would have been the most important match going into it, just storyline-wise. So I would have liked to have seen that close. But again, it feels better giving Roman Reigns the, triumphant hooray win when we...
And he pinned Baron Corbin. You don't care about that.
Well, no.
You don't like Baron Corbin. You know what I mean? Like, to play the other side, to play this fair, to staunch Roman Reigns haters, you don't care about Baron Corbin.
Yeah.
Relax. Stop letting the hate inside you win this much. You know what I mean? Like, we all got feelings about what's going on in this programming. We all do, right? But keep your feet on the ground here. You know what I mean? Because if you're going to be like, yeah, he pinned Baron Corbin tonight. Hell's maitre d'. You know what I mean? Who cares?
I got to find that gif of him taking off that shirt.
From the Royal Rumble.
Yeah.
He rips off a skin-tight purple shirt to reveal the same skin-tight purple shirt. It's magic. It's the greatest thing he'll ever do in wrestling by a mile. It's the greatest thing he'll ever do. But yeah, tonight, like I said, I understand that people got feelings. I've got feelings, right? But if Roman Reigns pinning Baron Corbin tonight makes you give this pay-per-view an F, you're a turkey, man. Yeah. I mean, get off it. Let's talk about, and again, we are open for business. 508-202-1624 if you want to join the conversation. Go for it. Kofi. What do you think about Kofi?
Kofi, man. The WWE is crushing this Kofi storyline, right? It went from a thing that we see after WWE spotlights a guy in a random match. You know, we've seen it with Finn Balor and Seth Rollins and guys here and there where it's like, wow, that guy put on an impressive performance. And they kind of they take the gloves off, and let him go.
Yeah.
And that happened with Kofi during that match on SmackDown for the Gauntlet. And everybody was like, wow, Kofi could really become the a WWE champion. Wow, this really opened some eyes to Kofi Kingston.
Yep.
And then it perpetuated with the Elimination Chamber. And it was wow, it started gaining traction.
So let me give you a real world example, right?
Right.
So I've mentioned him before. So if you're a longtime listener to the New Age Insiders, we're live every Wednesday night at 8 o'clock right back here on twitch.tv/NewAgeInsidersTV. And if you have Amazon Prime, you have Twitch Prime. Subscribe today. So let me give you a real-world example, because I've mentioned my buddy Derek before. Because my buddy Derek, just for people who haven't listened, he likes good wrestling and will absolutely sit down with me and watch a wrestling show based on my recommendation and have a good time. He is not a Raw watcher.
Nope.
He is not a network subscriber.
Yeah.
He's somebody that just will watch wrestling if he's good, but if it's a boring, just old whatever humdum, he really can't be bothered. That's who he is, right? And so I remember specifically, we went to the absolute worst Survivor Series of them all, which was 2013, 12?
Yep, 12.
12? Yeah.
13.
13? It was bad.
I was there too. It was 13.
20 bad.
Right. It was
had Night of Champions 12 here, so it was 13.
Really, really, really bad, right?
Yeah.
And so my buddy Derek went with me to that, right? And was like, oh, that was terrible. Don't ever ask me to go to wrestling again. You know what I mean? That was so bad. But what he said to me that night was, he goes, man, I got to tell you, I really think the most talented guy I saw tonight was Daniel Bryan. And most of these shows you show me recently, the most talented guy I've seen is like that Daniel Bryan guy.
Right.
Right. And right. So the reason I bring that up is because kind of that casual, untrained eye, it didn't take someone that's like, let me tell you about Ring of Honor in 2004. Yeah, it right. didn't take that guy to appreciate Daniel Bryan, to notice him. And so it was easy when the Daniel Bryan thing started because it was like, nerds like us go, yeah, he's great. And then
right.
casuals like my buddy go, yeah, no, you're right. And so it was this snowball. And then I look at Kofi Kingston. And I look at that match he had on SmackDown, right, to get to the gauntlet to get to Elimination Chamber.
Right after talking to us, by the way.
Exactly. Yeah. The NAI push is so legit.
So legit.
But the reason I bring that up is because that was a match that I could tell people like my buddy Derek would go, whoa, Kofi Kingston was definitely the best guy I saw on this show tonight. And then nerds like us can go, he's been good the whole time.
Yeah, right.
And it
right.
just, I'm telling you, I know that it's like a road to WrestleMania where they're holding a guy down. It's like, yeah, I don't think I'm a genius for comparing him to Daniel Bryan. But I'm using that very real world example because I think it's yeah. applicable here that it's like, if you're just some dude, you can gravitate to Kofi Kingston. If you're a nerd, a wrestling nerd, you already know the deal with Kofi Kingston.
Right.
And then you just sort of like, this thing can snowball just like that, and I think we're watching it. I
oh, do. Absolutely.
I think it, and it's a come out of nowhere thing where it's like, if you had said in like 2013, do you think Daniel Bryan will main event WrestleMania in 2015? You would have said 2014, right? Especially in 2012.
Yeah, right.
Would Daniel Bryan
after the like 6 seconds or whatever?
Right. Would Daniel Bryan main event the WrestleMania? I think that was Survivor Series 2012.
Sure.
The one we went to?
Yeah.
It was definitely 13.
Was it?
Yeah.
He main evented WrestleMania in 2014. And so the Survivor Series is in November. We weren't in the middle of the Yes Movement.
No.
I'm pretty sure it was 13.
No, it was 12. It had to be.
Had to.
It had to be 12.
Okay.
It had to be because it was him and Punk versus Bray Wyatt.
Hang on. I'll look.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah, it was him and Punk versus Bray Wyatt. The Shield had just become like very popular, and Roman Reigns destroyed this crazy
right?
team.
Isn't that right? Because it would have been the middle of the Yes Movement if it was
right.
late 2013.
Yeah, it was right when they had unified the championship.
Survivor Series 13 was November 24th at TD Garden.
What?
Yep. Yeah.
When did the Yes Movement start?
14.
It was right after that.
Yeah, because he was feuding with Randy for the WWE Championship.
Was WrestleMania 30?
He teamed with CM Punk.
So was WrestleMania 30 2015?
Yes.
No, 30 was 14.
I don't understand.
It was March 2014.
I don't understand how this timeline can possibly work then. Never mind, as we just think out loud about something.
Yeah, right.
All I'm saying is, like, I just think that this is one of those things where it's like, hey, if you had said a year before the Daniel Bryan thing happened, do you think Daniel Bryan will main event WrestleMania? I think a lot of people would have said to you, I'd love to see it, but I don't expect it. And right. I think a year ago, if I had said, do you think Kofi Kingston will ever main event WrestleMania?
Right.
You would have said, I'd love to see it, but don't expect it. And I think we're going to see it. I do. I think we're going to see it, and I'm totally okay with it. I am. I'm like, I am down. I am down.
Well, and it also has the historical implications of the first black WWE champion.
Yeah, with that title. And I don't want to get into that because every time I say that, people are like, you're disrespecting Mark Henry. I'm like, Mark Henry was never the WWE champion. I'd yeah. love it if he was.
Yeah,
but
so,
he wasn't, so
here's
get
the,
over it.
Here's the thing. This is I will talk about it then. Basically, what ends up, the conversation goes that the World Heavyweight Championship starts with Ron Simmons, right? And it gets assimilated into, like, the weird part about it.
With the World Heavyweight title?
Yeah.
That thing goes all the way back to, like,
the
NWA.
The question is
it doesn't start with Ron Simmons.
Well, no, like, the first black.
Oh, yeah, that
first,
part of it. Sure.
The first black champion is Ron Simmons, right? So Mark Henry won the World Heavyweight Championship.
Uh-huh.
He when the WWE Championship was active. And so they're not the same championship.
They never
Now the question is do we which version of the WWE championship are we talking about? Like that,
there's only one.
Well, the WWE championship was fused with the it became
the undisputed. Yeah, and a black guy didn't win that one either.
Well, that absorbs the lineage of the WCW championship.
Yeah, no, we're not doing that.
You know, and
no,
so
no,
that's
no, we're not doing that. No,
right.
That's not how. No, it's a talking point for a different thing because it just makes people like go like rah, and I don't mean it to be rah. I mean it is a good thing. I'm like, hey, they're gonna make history. It was like they already did. I'm like, I don't think so, but I don't want to fight about this. So whatever. Yeah. But the idea that Kofi Kingston, like I said, could just this is okay. So here's the thing. a month ago, right? 2 months ago. I don't know. Just bear with me. The four McMahons stood in the ring, right, and went, our bad. We have really not been trying lately, right? Like, that's what the message I deciphered from that was, the four of them going like, whoops. Yeah, ratings are like historically bad again, and that must mean that something's off, right?
Yeah.
And so what I was hoping, just because I'm trying to be realistic with this company, because I'm holding on for hope here, for dear life. What I was trying to be realistic with the companies is not going to happen overnight, right? When they said, hey, we're going to start taking women's wrestling more seriously, look where we are, but it takes some time, right?
Right.
So when they go like, hey, we're going to effort here and try new things and our bad, and people didn't go like, well, on Tuesday, Sheamus wrestled, and Sheamus isn't new. You know what I mean? It's like, well, hey, relax. You know what I mean? Right. But at the same time, I also was kind of waiting for the show me, not don't tell me moment.
Right.
And Kofi Kingston coming out of the clear blue sky, like, you know, just to win the WWE title at WrestleMania, that is such a show me thing.
Yeah.
That for my sanity, for anybody listening's sanity, for people out there that are like, God damn it, I want to like WWE so much more than I find myself actually liking it right now, because I know we're out there, right?
Right.
You got to look at this as a tremendous positive. It's like, I don't even necessarily care if you're a Kofi Kingston fan. It's just, since they went like, our bad, we're going to stop sucking, Daniel Bryan won a hemp championship and Kofi Kingston's going to take it off of him. That is different. That is new.
Very different.
And so while I understand that Brock Lesnar is still the champion and really shouldn't be, you heard me, I said it.
Yeah.
Bill, mark the tape.
I got it.
There are things happening and there are things changing and there are things improving. There are. You know what I mean?
Right.
And so just for the sake of, like I said, sanity, not Eric Young, who, are they on the show? They don't exist anymore.
No, they don't.
What a reference. But the idea that, like, things are moving forward.
Right.
You got it. Sometimes you do have to look for them. But this is a very real one.
This
isn't like Ruby Riott's getting competitive matchups on TV. No, Kofi Kingston's going to win the WWE title at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
That's like a show me.
That is a show me. You know, that was great. There was a lot of great stuff. The way that they brought back Mustafa Ali and kind of gave him a star-making performance because it was kind of sort of supposed to be his moment. Maybe not at WrestleMania, but at least leading up to this, and Kofi just kind of seized the opportunity, you know? So I like to see Mustafa Ali get back in here, and that's a short, small guy that they seem to be very high on.
See, and tonight, I understand that there was some confusion, and quite frankly, I'm not entirely sure why Mustafa Ali was in the WWE Championship match tonight either. But here's what happened, right? So again, in the great category of relax.
Yeah, right.
What happened tonight was Kofi Kingston was an integral part of the show.
Yep.
Without being in a throwaway WWE title match, he wasn't going to win.
Or lose a one-on-one contest.
Exactly. So he was not involved in the throwaway fast lane, we got to get through this match, right? Yep. Still wound up being a highlight focal point.
The show.
Exactly. Person of interest in that show.
Right.
All to lead to, again, the man, they're keeping him down, they're kicking this guy. Why can't Kofi Kingston catch a break? And that's terrific.
I found it. By the way,
the
the Baron Corbin.
How incredible! It's the same shirt. It's the same shirt.
It is the same shirt.
It's the same shirt. It's like it almost looks like he. It's like he broke the Matrix.
I saw that in the night off. I was like, did he just take off his shirt to reveal another shirt?
It's like he broke the Matrix.
He broke the.
It looks like he's.
It looks like one of those things where it's like somebody keeps opening the same door.
Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Like somebody just keeps taking off the same pair of sunglasses.
Yeah. Right.
You know what I mean? Baron Corbin just, you know, like,
took off the same shirt.
It's the greatest thing he'll ever do in the business.
It is.
If you can, tweet that out.
It was. I watched it on the WWE Network.
Oh, okay.
I bet. Yeah.
Like,
it was
like unreal. Like, yeah. Like incredible.
But yeah, you're absolutely right. Having Kofi Kingston get his ass kicked by the bar seems like Kofi Kingston got his ass kicked by the bar in a very unfair match. Yeah, because Vince McMahon is pissed at the New Day so that the bad guy can get the comeuppance by having Kofi Kingston win.
Right.
We are literally Vince McMahon being like, people like you don't win around here, Kofi.
Right. And and I think what we did tonight with Mustafa Ali as well is, if you're Kevin Owens, you can, and I don't know what character he's playing right now. I just love Kevin Owens, so sign me up. But he can also, because here's the thing. I know it's not necessarily as fulfilling, But you know as well as I do, as well as a lot of people out there, WrestleMania has such a small handful of one-on-one matches.
Yeah.
I mean, they are loaded with multi-man stuff because, to their credit, they want to get everybody on the card. It's the biggest payday. Everybody wants to work WrestleMania.
It's the biggest show of the year.
They know that, and they want to get everybody on it. It's a good thing.
That's why they have two battle royals.
It's a good thing. It is. It is a good thing that they want to get everybody on that show. It is. But at the same time, I actually think that the SmackDown title match, the WWE title match, will be Kofi Owens and Daniel Bryan. I don't think it'll be Bryan versus Kofi. I think it'll be Owens, Kofi, and Bryan.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if it'll be.
I do, because I don't know what, because we are running out of time and Kevin Owens has nothing else to do.
Right.
Right.
And he didn't lose tonight.
Right.
Mustafa Ali did.
Right, exactly. I don't know. I think we keep it out of it just to kind of keep that one clean, just because I do think that Roman Reigns is going to find his way into that Brock match.
Okay.
Because I, for the life of me, have no idea what to do with that guy.
Oh, I do. Have him beat Dean Ambrose.
Yeah, but Dean Ambrose
We just did the last hurrah of the Shield stuff, and then he just beats Dean Ambrose. Or Luke, or not Luke Harper, Drew McIntyre.
Luke Harper would be cool, though.
Yeah, Roman Reigns versus Luke Harper. That would feel like we built to that.
What happened to that guy?
He just was on TV for the first time in, like, forever recently. Rusev made fun of it for it, because every single day for, like, 4 years, he's gone online and been like, it's Monday, you know what that means. It's Tuesday, you know what that means. You ever seen that?
No.
So, you go on Luke Harper's Twitter.
Okay.
Every single day. And he's done it for like 4 straight years.
Okay.
He goes on and he goes, it's Monday. You know what that means. It's Tuesday. You know what that means. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, every day of the week.
You know what that means.
Every single day. He'll tweet other stuff too.
But he does that at least once.
Every day. Okay. And then the other day, he did like, it's Tuesday. You know what that means. And Rusev goes, yep, you weren't on TV again. And it was funny.
That was funny.
Do we have a call?
We do.
Awesome. Who we got?
Jordan in Massachusetts wants to talk about Shane McMahon and The Miz. Go ahead, Jordan. What's going on?
Cool. What's up, buddy?
What's going on, fellas? What a pay-per-view tonight.
Yeah, it was. It was a fantastic pay-per-view. This is the new host of Wheel of Jeopardy when those two shows have to merge.
Yeah, yeah. That's me, baby. That's me. Awesome. It's surprising because this pay-per-view, like as you guys were saying, it has no real point in existing. So it's funny how it was like the best pay-per-view in months,
Yeah, no, it was good. I thought it was a good show. This is also one of those times where WWE kind of is at its best, and I don't want to talk about the C word, but I mean, even Crown Jewel is an example where it's like, when they have...
Oh, that C word.
Between house shows and Crown Jewel and these throwaway Who Cares shows, when WWE just kind of goes like, we're just having fun tonight, nothing matters, the shows are awesome.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then they're like, oh, the lights are on, let's be stupid.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean? It's like, well, what is that? Why is that your philosophy? But Jordan, you said you want to talk about The Miz and Shane McMahon. What'd you think?
Yeah, I really loved it. I know everyone sort of saw that, Miz was going to turn on Shane, or rather we were going to get some sort of heel turn that was going to lead to a WrestleMania match. I think everyone sort of knew that was the inevitable conclusion. And I think since the beginning, people have been like, how fun would it be if we did Shane turning on Miz? And everyone was like, yeah, that'd be great, you know, but it's not really realistic. It doesn't work for, you know, the way the programming is set up. I know you guys even talked about with Mike Wendt, I believe it was, during the Royal Rumble post-show. And, you know, going into tonight, I was like, if we're going to pull the trigger, it has to be tonight. And I really still thought it was going to be Miz up until the moment that it happened. And I really loved it. I don't know what it means for Shane's character going forward, if this is maybe the way he takes a break from, like, a regular authority figure role. But I really liked it, and I'm really excited to see heel Shane. It was, like, a genuinely unpredictable moment and a fun way to cap off a really great opener.
Jordan, thank you so much for the call, buddy. We really appreciate it, and let's dive all into it. Jordan, you're the best.
Yeah.
You can be a Patreon like Jordan, too. Patreon.com/NewAgeInsiders. Enjoy the shows. This exclusive stuff.
The big thing to answer his point was having Shane turn on The Miz makes more sense than Miz turning on Shane right now because everybody's a bad guy in the McMahons except for, and don't give me that Hunter BS because he's always a bad guy.
Uh-huh.
He just might be a bad guy you're rooting for against Batista.
Yeah.
But
he was mean to Becky Lynch like a day ago.
Right. So all of the bad guys, all of the McMahons are bad guys. Shane was the only one that was actively a good guy.
Yep.
And yeah, we needed to get him onto the dark side.
Here's another plot point that I think is important too, that I don't see a lot of people talking about when it comes to this specific turn, right? So let's just say that
The Miz's father is the worst actor on the face of the planet.
Oh, that... I mean, dude, hey...
Moppy would have had better facial expressions.
You can tell the direction was clearly like, hey, your kid's getting beat up, and it's so real to you that you're considering, like... Hopping the barricade and saying, F the show. And instead, all he does is just watch, right? He watches like a sad walrus.
Yeah.
He just watches, and then when... he's just looking like, whoa. He looks more confused. He looks like he can't tell if it's a Chevy or a Buick coming down the road. Is the look on his face more so than like my son's getting his ass
handed slightly to him. Squinting.
My son's boss is accosting him on television, you know what I mean?
Right.
And then like, it's just, he's the worst. But here's the plot point that I think is actually important to talk about. So if you're Shane McMahon, right, you are, even though you're the fun boss, you're the boss.
Right.
How many people on this show are you going to let hit you before you start firing people?
Right.
So AJ Styles beat the crap out of you and made you bleed, and you were like, oh, I'm not going to fire him because I want AJ, right?
Right.
So is that the policy now? I can just smack my boss around, but all I get is a WrestleMania match out of it?
Yeah, right.
Like, look, is AJ Styles the last guy to smack Shane McMahon in the face? Absolutely not. But I do think, to WWE's credit creatively, even if this was a happy accident because they don't think this deeply,
right?
You can't just have people feel they can physically assault the boss or the boss stops being the boss.
Right.
And so tonight, The Miz did not think that he could be just another person to go, screw you, Shane. You have no actual authority on this TV show.
Right.
And instead, Shane McMahon goes, I'm a McMahon. I'm the boss. And I'm done with you. I'm done with this tag team. And I just think it was just such a better decision. To Jordan's point, this is just so much better and more interesting.
Yep.
And to WWE's credit, if everybody keeps like on the other side, and I know they're different people, but on the other side, can you imagine anybody getting away with smacking Stephanie McMahon around?
Yeah,
absolutely not. You're going to get your ass beat or fired. And so Shane McMahon eventually, to be the boss, woo, you got to act like the boss.
Right. Well, and the other thing, too, is like I said, you have to have Shane join the rest of the family, because I don't think that there's going to be, you know, we've seen it as the corporation, and then we saw it as the McMahon-Helmsley regime, and then we saw it again as the authority. I do think that the McMahon family is going to be the next incarnation.
And what's cool about Shane, too, is, although I know he is, he doesn't necessarily feel like the boss on SmackDown.
Right.
He just sort of feels like one of the guys now.
Right.
And so I don't think this is about to be the beginning of Shane McMahon's tyrannical rule of SmackDown Live. You know what I mean? I just think this is going to be who he is against The Miz. He's not just going to be like SmackDown's new, like, screw with all the baby faces, bad guy boss. I just don't think that's what we're getting, which is great because I hate that.
Well, I do. I hope that they don't go that route, but I do like the idea of the McMahon family being in charge and just kind of picking and choosing, basically being the internet that you think they are. Like, I kind of like that, and hopefully they're smart enough to stick with it.
Sure.
But, the Mr. McMahon character coming back as Vince, like, actually Vince McMahon Googling, you know what I mean, is genius.
Yeah.
Because, it made a lot of sense after the Montreal Screwjob for him to get up there and go, Brett screwed Brett, and be that guy to then lead into Stone Cold Steve Austin. And then, the Vince McMahon character as that incarnation never really made sense. So now, we have a character development here where it's like, this version of Vince McMahon is the crotchety, old, out-of-touch guy that the internet has pasted.
Think about the two things that kind of follow, haunt, overshadow Vince McMahon the most, right? From internet smarky people, right? And just people and fans in general. Because I don't mean to be like, if you have a Twitter account, you're a smart, because I don't believe that, and we would not have a business if that were even true. But what I'm saying is, what are the two stereotypes of Vince McMahon? He's out of touch and he's racist.
Right.
Right. And I'm not telling you either of those things are true. No. I'm telling you
That is what the internet believes.
And so what is he acting like? The guy that goes, I'm going to handpick the stars because you don't know what you want. I do. That drives you nuts. And by the way, wink, wink, nod, nod. Seems like this black guy can't catch a break in this program. You know what I mean? Because that's who you think I am, too.
Right.
You know what I mean? And to your point, you're so right. It's him just being like, it's like he's like living that Eminem song. I am whatever you say I am.
Yep.
You know what I mean? So if this is who I am to you, if I am, you know, an evil old racist who doesn't know what you actually want, then so be it. And I'm going to screw with Kofi Kingston for 5 weeks. Give him the moment anyway, because you morons don't get that I've been in charge of your brain since the 80s.
Yeah,
you,
right.
You know what I mean?
And it's just going to... It's great.
Yeah, they're doing it really
and
well.
And so I don't expect them to like fully kind of take charge until after WrestleMania. But yeah.
Who?
The McMahon family.
Okay.
Right? But yeah, and I don't think it's going to look like the corporation either. I think this is going to be kind of what we get, where it's like, yeah, Shane's going to be involved and kind of the face. Stephanie's going to be kind of the face. And Hunter's going to be kind of the face, like, about SmackDown guys, Raw guys, and SmackDown and with the women in general.
It almost seems like what they're going to be doing to me, what I'm getting out of this is that Stephanie's going to be the one that's, like, tough love, mostly a bad guy, but, like, willing to reinstate Becky Lynch because she sees the crowd, right? That's also something this character's done.
Right. It's the moral gray area.
Right. Whereas, like, yeah, she will be mostly bad but capable of good. Shane will be mostly good but capable of bad. And Vince is all bad all the time.
Right. And then Hunter is
going to wind up being all good all the time because of NXT.
Yeah.
That's how it'll wind up shaking out.
Right.
Is that Hunter will be like 90% good. Vince will be 90% bad. The other two will be like 60-40.
Right.
To their counterpoints. That's what I think anyway.
And it makes sense. And it adding moral gray areas to these characters makes them more interesting.
Yeah. No, I agree with that as well. I do. I wholeheartedly agree with that. Let's talk about Ronda Rousey and the women.
Yeah,
because we haven't talked about them yet. Let's talk about Becky Lynch. She is going to WrestleMania. Jaw-droppingly shocking, I know.
Yeah.
But we had to, if we were going to, which we didn't have to, but because we did put that in doubt, we needed to cement the fact that she is indeed going. She is. So we're going to talk about this a lot Wednesday, because I think it's time for the three of us to talk about Ronda Rousey and these shoot promos and her getting everybody all riled up, right?
Yeah.
That's not tonight. That's Wednesday. 8 o'clock, newageinsiders.com, twitch.tv/newageinsiders.tv. That's where we'll find that. Talk about Rousey. But for now, what do you think of the program? We do have the triple threat. This is where we're going with this thing. Rousey got Becky Lynch involved. I think that was a very cool touch that she's just like, I want Becky Lynch in this match.
Right.
Charlotte didn't lose to a one-legged woman. Rousey looks like a tough guy because she wants the fight, and Becky Lynch gets the match. I think all in all, it was a success.
Yeah. I really hate that we're, like, that ending is fine. I need Becky Lynch to not be on TV for 2 weeks, and when she comes back, her knee's fine. Like, I absolutely need that as a viewer, because I can't have her still hobbling around on crutches leading into...
That's one thing I'll definitely say, is I think they've done a good job, but they've overstacked Becky Lynch's deck.
Yeah.
Because she's got a bad knee. Charlotte Flair, Ronda Rousey, the backstage against her. And it's just like...
Everything.
These are so many dragons.
Right. Like, I would have loved for Becky Lynch, because it's not out of the character, right? Becky Lynch was playing possum this whole time. Her knee's been fine for like a week, you know, but...
Yeah. I think we've come too far for
that. Well, that's the thing. Ultimately, Ronda Rousey doesn't come out if this is the case. But yeah, Becky Lynch possumed Charlotte into this match. She's overconfident. Becky Lynch's knee is fine, and she beats Charlotte that way.
Yeah.
And so you protect Charlotte by like getting one over on her, but... You know, Becky Lynch is also like, I'm fine. Ha ha. Yeah.
I like what they did tonight just fine.
Oh, I loved what they did tonight.
You know, like I said, what did you accomplish in that one
kind of,
in that one ending? Charlotte didn't lose to a one-legged woman. Ronda Rousey proved that, you know, I want this fight. And Becky Lynch gets the match. I still, home run. Just seriously, I don't know what else they could have done given the circumstances. Now, what the answer is, what they could have done was get out of their way and not cloud up this thing to the point we had to get this done. But now that they found a way to, they were like, oh, shit, we've painted ourselves into a corner. But then they found a way to walk the walls and avoid the paint. So good on you. You know what I mean? I'm as excited for this. The thing I'm excited about the most as we get ready to sign off and get ready to see and talk to you guys more about this live Wednesday night at 8 o'clock on New Age and twitch.tv/NewAgeInsidersTV. But the thing I'm excited about the most at WrestleMania 35 is, I'm going to be honest with you, it's Kofi. It's not Becky Lynch right now. It's Kofi Kingston, and that's the thing I want the most. I haven't wanted something actively to happen at WrestleMania this bad in a long time as much as I want Kofi Kingston to win the WWE Championship.
Yeah.
I mean that.
Right.
I can't think of the last thing I wanted that
Daniel Bryan, probably.
I want this more than that. I was psyched for Daniel Bryan and definitely wanted that to happen. Not nearly as much as I want this to happen. Honestly, I mean that. But the Becky Lynch and Ronda Rousey have given you something real to get excited for, to go on Twitter for, to keep your eye on. And, like, look, I know it's controversial because I know Ronda Rousey's going out there and kind of breaking some rules or whatever, whatever. And, again, that's going to be a major point of conversation on Wednesday. But everything else, like, preview of Wednesday's conversation. And I know it hasn't quite got rolling yet, but bear with me. So Seth Rollins versus Brock Lesnar is 100% in kayfabe. Are you excited for it?
Yeah, right.
No.
No.
No, because it's who cares? You know what I mean? Right. Bobby Lashley versus Finn Balor is going to be by the books, you guys. Who cares?
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean? Ronda Rousey versus Becky Lynch is, quote, breaking all these rules, and it's the reason to watch WrestleMania right now.
Right.
Seriously.
Well, it's different. It's compelling. This goes to everything that I say in the opening to the show. It's storytelling, storytelling, storytelling. Brock Lesnar, the bad guy, versus the altruistic bad guy, versus Seth Rollins, the Royal Rumble winner and challenger and altruistic good guy. Yeah, it's boring as shit. We've seen that a million times. Whereas there are so many levels to what's going on the Raw Women's Championship match that it's like, okay, so Becky is the most popular person on this show. They've been messing with her because we don't know if the back likes her or not because they like Charlotte Flair and they want to give Charlotte Flair the championship as well as the spot because really they wanted this to be Charlotte versus Ronda the whole time and Becky Lynch has kind of forced her way in there. So is WWE going to pull the trigger as like a company and do the storyline thing and give it to Becky or are they going to be the WWE that we know this whole time and either keep it on Ronda because she's the biggest star or give it to Charlotte because that's who they want. So there's like storyline things that are happening that are compelling, and then there's real world stuff where it's like, yeah, I believe Ronda Rousey's pissed because she showed up here, she's given it her all. It's basically been like Batista before WrestleMania 30, where it's just like, you hate me before I've even done anything.
Yeah,
I showed up, I am way better at this than you give me credit for, and you hate me because I'm not this chick, and that's the only reason. And so fuck you, you know? Yeah. And so now it's just like, oh, and so now this chick's pissed, and when this chick gets pissed off, it's awesome.
And like in people, this is just a general human behavior. Like, you hate it when you get clapped back. Everybody wants to yell, and no one wants to get clapped back.
Right.
And so when you go like to Batista and you go like, boo, you suck at this and you're wearing blue and you're not Daniel Bryan and you're blowing up. And he goes, hey, guess what? I'm going to go make $30 million to be in a bunch of Avengers movies. Yeah. Fuck you. I don't need this. And you go, oh, Dave, fuck you. And so you go to Ronda Rousey, the toughest woman alive.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
One of them, whatever.
Yeah, however you want to phrase
that. And then you go to her and you go, oh, you suck at this. And she goes, I could kill every woman here. Very, very easily, and I don't need this place. And you go, oh, she's disrespecting the business. And you go, no, you pushed a real human being's buttons. She told it like it is, and you weren't ready for that.
You also never worked in this business, so shut up.
That's what Ronda Rousey did. Yeah. And by the way, Ronda Rousey's done more for wrestling in the past year than you ever will from your couch in your life. So get off her ass. We're going to talk all about Ronda Rousey live Wednesday night at 8 o'clock on twitch.tv/NewAgeInsidersTV. If you can't watch live, you need to make sure you subscribe on iTunes, Podomatic, Lork Noble, Stitcher, Spotify, Google Play. We are on YouTube. We are on Facebook and Instagram. We are all over the internet except for Snapchat because I don't get it. And as we gear up for NAI Mania, you got to follow us on Periscope and definitely be following us on twitch.tv/NewAgeInsidersTV. The majority of our content is going to be live streamed from New York, New Jersey. We're going to be twitching as much as possible. We'll be, periscoping sometimes, but Twitch, that will really be where you need to find us all NAI Mania season long. Go to the tailgate, come to Chaos for a Cause, the amazing weekend we've got in store for you guys, and even if you can't, donate to Connor's Cure, an amazing cause, and shout out to Gary and Ashante for doing an incredible job of raising money for an outstanding benefit, an outstanding organization. that we're thrilled to be part of. We cannot wait for it. The road to WrestleMania is officially, we're on it, baby.
Yeah, it's
We're doing this thing. And we can't wait to see you out there. NewAgeInsiders.com to get the tickets to enjoy the stuff. We will see you Wednesday. Become a Patreon on Patreon.com/NewAgeInsiders to talk to us all along the way. Raw, SmackDown before Wednesday night to get 5 exclusive shows a month. There's going to be some exclusive Patreon stuff out in NAI Mania too. Some hangout nonsense and really some. There's going to be a lot of perks to being a member.
Yeah, do you want to be a part of the he's peeing story?
Yeah. Do you want to be in a hotel room where we let in a drunk guy who pees all over the place? Just hang out with us and Chip, which you can do. Patreon.com/NewAgeInsiders. Something is bound to go wrong when Chip is involved, and we can't wait to see you there. Thank you so much for joining us live. We will continue this conversation, like I said, on Wednesday. My name has been Jason Maltz.
I am Liam Streger.
And I'm Bill Neville.
We are the New Age Insiders. You can find us on Twitter. Please do. We are at New Age Insiders, at Liam NAI, at Bill Neville NAI, the website where you can find out everything we've got going on, the shows, the affiliates, the friends, the NAI Mania tickets, NewAgeInsiders.com. We will catch you Wednesday live on twitch.tv/NewAgeInsiders TV. And to all the Patreons out there who signed up on patreon.com/NewAgeInsiders, we thank you so much for making us the premier place for wrestling fans to connect, discuss, and to be heard.
We out.